Well, it looks like a manic Monday in the North Country as Section 7 Sports desperately tries to get some games in. Boys and girls tennis will open up today at 3:30 at various sites. Meanwhile, baseball action is scheduled. Beekmantown travels to Sable Valley. Bolton travels to Boquet Valley. Indian Lake Long Lake will take on Shazy at Shazy. Crown Point is scheduled to take on Johnsburg Minerva. Ticonderoga comes up the Champlain to take on the Northeastern Clinton Cougars. Elsewhere in boys baseball, Peru will host Northern Adirondack at 4:30. Mariah travels to Pickett's Corners to take on Saranac Spartans. And the Plattsburgh Hornets head up to Saranac Lake to take on the Red Storm. Girls softball action, Saranac Lake at Sable Valley. Bolton at Boquet Valley. Indian Lake Long Lake at Shazy. Crown Point versus Johnsburg Minerva. Willsboro versus Lake Placid. Mariah at Plattsburgh High School. And finally, Brush and Moira will take on the Peru Nighthawks in non-league action in softball. That game's scheduled for 5 o'clock. Girls flag football action, Saranac Lake heads to Saranac to take on the tough Spartans. So it's a busy day in Section 7 sports. It was a very busy day for North Country college softball teams. Buffalo State women swept Plattsburgh State 6-5 and 8-2 in a twin bill. Fredonia swept Potsdam 7-2 and 9-5, and SUNY Poly swept Canton 11-0 in both contests. In college baseball yesterday, Skidmore and Clarkson split a doubleheader. Skidmore winning the first game 5-2. The Knights won the second game 4-1. Union thumped St. Lawrence in two contests, 14-0 and 12-8 up in Canton. And the Plattsburgh State men's Cardinal baseball team swept a three-game series from SUNY Fredonia over the weekend, capping it off with a 16-2 win yesterday. For NBC FM Sports, this is Steve Chris.